foundation.
Ye saints of the Lord, He is laid for your faith in His excellent word. What more can He say than to you He has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled.
Welcome to the Covenant and the Cross, a survey of the Old and New Testaments. The Bible commands us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Our goal is to help you understand the Bible better so that you can apply it to your life. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using, The Promise and the Blessing, by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at covenantandcrosspodcast.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III, the President of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, welcome to the Covenant and the Cross podcast. This is episode number 109. I am your host, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is designed to help you understand the Word of God better. It is basically what seminaries and Bible colleges and universities call an Old Testament and New Testament survey. The Old Testament is the story of the covenant which God made with His chosen people, Israel, and the New Testament is the story of the cross, which signifies the fulfillment of the Old Covenant with Israel and the formation of a new covenant with redeemed people from all nations. We always like to start out with the actual reading of the Word of God, as we should. And today's passage of Scripture is from Joshua chapter 5, verses 10 through 13, which reads, "And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year." Regarding this passage, Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown wrote in their commentary, "The 14th day of the month was the time fixed by the law for solemn act of religious dedication during the Passover. And they did eat of the old corn of the land, found in storehouses of the inhabitants who had fled into Jericho. Parched corn is new grain in the fields. This abundance of food led to the discontinuance of the manna, and the fact of its then ceasing, viewed in connection with its seasonable appearance in the barren wilderness, is a striking proof of its miraculous origin." Ladies and gentlemen, today's quote about the Bible is from Augustine of Hippo. He said, "The Holy Scriptures are our letters from home." Our topic for today is titled "The Best of Times, The Worst of Times, Part 2, from the book The Promise and the Blessing by Dr. Michael A. Harbin of Dallas Theological Seminary. The book of Judges makes it clear that we are now looking at the next generation. The arrangement of the narrative is both topical and chronological. The individual judges seem to be generally listed in sequential order, though with some overlap. However, the introductory section provides an overview of the entire period, and the final section relates to events that could have occurred at any time during that period. Most of the material in the introductory overview reflects the difficulties of the nation rather than its successes. Allow me to repeat that. Most of the material in the introductory overview reflects the difficulties of the nation rather than its successes. As such, it gives us just a few highlights. We are told of how Judah and Simeon did well in their conquests, but could not take control of several areas because the inhabitants had iron chariots. The same was true of the other tribes, and specific unconquered cities throughout the nation are listed. Then, rather abruptly, we are told of how the angel of the Lord appeared and condemned the people for failing to keep their part of the covenant. The key to this condemnation is Judges chapter 2, verse 2. "You shall not make a covenant with the people of this land, but you shall break down their altars." The concept of a covenant with the Canaanites involved tolerating and eventually adopting their pagan religions. As a consequence, the inhabitants of the land would become a snare to the Israelites. If the Lord should tarry his coming and we live, we will continue this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, here a little, there a little, to apply to our lives today, to be the covenant-keeping, faithful Christian people you want us to be. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Covenant and the Cross, a survey of the Old and New Testaments. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using, The Promise and the Blessing, by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at covenantandcrosspodcast.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to The Covenant and the Cross on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. God bless.
To Jesus.